Welcome back to Matt Flynn Direct on Devil Radio. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. Okay, Luke, we have a text or a tweet of some sort.
Yeah, we got Randy O from Stoughton texting us in at 844-967-2789. You can also join the conversation by texting in. But Randy is asking about... he wanted to let you know that Grover Norquist is still alive, 64 years old. And so he wanted to share that comment from earlier, but he is suggesting that now may be the time to shrink the state assembly as the Milwaukee did with their county supervisors. Since the legislature can afford to not convene for 8 to 9 months. So your thoughts on that, Matt?
Yeah, I think that's a great idea. You know, Randy, couple of things. Abject apologies to Grover Norquist. I simply hadn't heard of him in a long time. And I hear about a lot of folks, especially people like him. So obviously he's gone underground. I'm glad for him and his family. He's still alive. God bless him. But I don't feel the same way about his ideas. His ideas are bad, really bad. And if you Google Grover Norquist, you'll see some of what he said. And he's kind of the intellectual father of a lot of the economic malpractice that the Republican Party has put into effect and continues to oppose the Democrats and oppose Biden with. So on the one hand, I'm very happy for Grover Norquist's family. Shame on me for not realizing he was still alive. But on the other hand, his ideas haven't gotten any better with time. On the issue of shrinking the legislature, that is intriguing. And let me tell you a little background. In Milwaukee County, they not only shrunk the county board, they also shrunk the aldermanic council. And what that does is it makes the districts a little bigger. Right now, there are 99 assembly districts and 33 state senate districts. Each state senate district has three assembly seats, and they're coterminous. In other words, you don't have separate boundaries within the state senate. You just lump in three of these districts. Well, my feeling would be, I think it would not be a bad idea to lower the size. I think it was effective in Milwaukee for the county board and for the common council. And here's my thinking. You know, if you're gerrymandering, when you have 99 seats, it's pretty elementary to be able to slice and dice, pack and crack, and have a handful of like monstrous Democratic seats in Dane County, Milwaukee, and then tons of these 54-46 seats where the Republicans are ascendant and any normal Republican can easily win. If you have fewer, so for instance, in the 33 state Senate districts, that's obviously one third of the assembly districts, because there's three assembly districts in each state Senate district. It gets a little harder to gerrymander. They still do it. Don't get me wrong. They're doing it. But basically, you can avoid some of the more aberrant conduct and the aberrant packing and cracking. I'll give you an example. Take a look at the national level on the House of Representatives and the U.S. Senate. The House of Representatives has 435 members. And you have people who are flat out bat feathers crazy. Lauren Boebert of Colorado. Marjorie Taylor Greene of Georgia, Matt Gaetz of Florida, Gymnasium Jim G.Y.M. Jordan of Ohio, Gomer, Gossert, and people like that. It's not easy for people like that to get elected to the Senate. Once they have to get up on their hind legs and walk around a state and have much more intense scrutiny, the true nuts get somewhat weeded out. Even the Republicans say, well, this nut gives me the shivers. This nut gives me the shivers. Now, you do have Cruises, and you do have Hawleys and Cottons, but frequently they are, at least on the surface, more better spoken, you know, less radical in how they put it. And also you get people like Shelby of Alabama, Burr of North Carolina, Toomey of Pennsylvania, and others who are basically Republicans, but tend to be, you know, moderate in the sense that those people, Burr and Toomey, voted to convict Trump in the last impeachment. You're not going to find that with Marjorie Taylor Greene and Gates and these sort of people. So having slightly fewer, maybe a lot fewer, it elevates the importance of the position and makes them a little more in the assembly like state senators. Remember, if you, let's say you trimmed it down, and I'm not advocating, this is too big a trim, to say 60 assembly seats instead of 99, well, then you would have 20 state senate seats, three for each state senate. And the more you increase population in these districts, the more difficult it is to pack and crack them, the more difficult it is to gerrymander them, because you're simply going to have some Democrats spilling over, and you're also going to have people who are under much more intense scrutiny. So, you know, I mean, right now we have some people in the assembly who many of them are bad news. There's some of them who are afraid of Voss and being primaried, secretly don't like what they're doing. But there are some who are simply out of their mind and very, very bad people. And I think they might even be weeded out by their own party if there were fewer people. So I endorse it. I think it's a good idea for that reason. It may make gerrymandering a little more difficult, assuming we can't get rid of gerrymandering in the political context. And so thanks very much for that suggestion. Very interesting suggestion. I want to comment briefly about Iran's nuclear program. Yesterday, they just started to complain, not about the United States now, but about the International Atomic Energy Association. The International Atomic Energy, the IAEA, and especially Director Rafael Grossi. Rafael Grossi said something that's true and pretty, and you know, kind of, you know, vanilla. He said that he and Europe, and forget the United States, he and Europe are concerned that they have enriched uranium to a large extent, way beyond anything they'd promised to restrain themselves on before. They still have an agreement with Europe, even though Trump took the United States out of it, and that he is concerned and Europe is concerned about secret nukes and that they stockpile them underground. And here's the issue. A lot of people say, oh, well, Trump took us out of the thing. Yeah, he did. He was stupid to do it. It would have given us more inspection rights. But if you take us out, you have to be ready to bomb them. You cannot let Iran come up with nuclear weapons that they construct underground, and it would be trivial for them to hit Europe, to hit Rome, Paris, and Berlin. It would be trivial for them to hit the Sixth Fleet, which I served in for a period of time in the Navy in the Mediterranean. It'd be easy for them to hit Israel, be easy for them to hit Saudi Arabia. If any of that occurred, there would be a nuclear war, and it would involve more than Iran. So at some point, and this is the dirty little secret, and file it in the back of your mind and then forget about it. But if it came to the point where Iran was about to launch a nuclear weapon, they would be attacked, and not just by us. And it would have devastating consequences to their capital city and to others and to the population. They've got to be restrained from doing it. They've got to let inspectors in. Rafael Grossi is not speaking in the interest of the United States. He's speaking in the interest of Europe. And Iran cannot be permitted to continue to enrich uranium to the extent it is and build nuclear weapons, because we will defend ourselves. Europe knows it, and Europe will defend itself. So something's got to be done, preferably diplomatically. And I'm hoping there's some elections coming up in Iran, crooked elections. I'm hoping that somebody comes to power and it's common sense. We're going to a break. The lines are still open, 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break.